triple team traffic for you. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
Solid slowdown southbound I-15 downtown to Sandy. And in that mix is an accident about 2100 south to the left. Northbound I-15 heavy and slow. Draper to Midvale. We've had spots of slowing westbound on the 21st South Freeway, scattered from Redwood Road out to 7200 West. And trying to travel westbound on Bangor Highway from I-15 to Redwood, just really rough and delayed this afternoon. Dave Meekum.
If you're making the drive all the way through the south end of the Salt Lake Valley trying to get into Utah County, expect to have a pretty good jam up coming over the point. This is worse than we normally see it. You're going to pick up the delays right around 158 south in Bluffdale, and then you're going to be in that jam up all the way over the point down into Utah County. It'll start to ease up just past 1500 north as you approach Lehigh Main Street. It's a little bit of slowing at Lehigh Main Street for northbounders as well. And on the east side belt, southbound 4500 south to Knutson's Corner, construction slowing you down. Mark?
It is lingering delays enough to keep the KSL travel times at 25 minutes, I'm afraid. Northbound I-15 rolling up from downtown to the Farmington area. Worst of the delays approaching the North Interchange. Then the delays in Davis County from about Parrish Lane right now to Layton Hills Mall. Highway 89, not a good way to go. You are very heavy up into Kaysville. Another slow stretch, SR-193 up through South Weber to I-84. Take advantage of 0% for 84 months on select Chevy vehicles at Riverton Chevrolet next to the Sam's Club off 114 South or RivertonChevy.com. Find new roads, Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.